Blog Talk Radio.
It is not 7 o'clock. What's going on?
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
Blog Talk Radio. We are glad to have you with us tonight. It's a cool thing to be able to get to you this way.
Yes, it is.
Here's some
good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm not sure. Not sure how I got to you quite this quickly like this.
We got pushed in the door.
the internet is always filled with surprises. Well, that's there too. All right. So we're just gonna, just gonna kind of hang out here for a little bit until it gets time to start. Oh, it looks like it's time to start right now.
It is.
Well, we'll just get started then.
Where did Brother Dan go? Did we boot him out?
No, Brother Dan he's out there. He's just,
he went to Blog Talk.
He's just cruising around out there in the, Ethernet world.
All right.
Hang on, Dan. There's flying stuff out there everywhere. You never know. You just never know what you're going to be zinging by out there. But it's all right. Wow, this is just really amazing. You ever just find a verse of scripture that you just like, this is like totally amazing?
Yep.
And you just sit there like, this is like, no, no, we don't want to do that. We want to do this. Just like, this is totally amazing. And while you're there, you're like, wow, this is amazing.
Are you live on Facebook?
I'm not live on Facebook,
oh, okay.
but I probably should be live on Facebook, but I'm fired up. It's amazing.
I'll quit looking.
I didn't even see if my hair was fixed. I got my hair done and my nails done. Are you look all right?
Yeah, you look all right.
I even got a notification. I got me one of them learn notifications.
That's pretty cool. Don't see those too often, but we're happy when we do. So happy Friday evening, everyone. So happy to be here with you.
Woo! Don't you just love it when stuff comes? There we go.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Happy
Woo-hoo! If you missed today's program at noonish, go there for and
wow.
See it.
Yeah, I had some wonderful testimonies today. Awesome.
Go there for and see it. Uncle Andy just a yelling, pull, pull, pull. I just caught a glimpse of a post my son made, and I cannot let it go by. Oh, my goodness. Does anybody know where I'm at or what I'm trying to get accomplished?
No.
I do. I'm
to wait in here.
I've got to sit here and do.
Do you need me to send any shares?
And to do Facebook's job for them, since they don't seem to know how to get it all done. So it'll be all right. Everybody just sit tight, and you'll thank me in a minute. You really will. You'll be like, wow, thank you, Pastor. I so appreciate that. And I'll say, oh, no problem at all. It's what it takes to get it happening. So that's what we do is get it happening. Got to make sure all the friends get a notification. I think that did it. Now, we're glad to have you with us today. This is a day of testimony, a day of rejoicing, a day of shouting. You notice that I got my red shirt on here. This is Red Shirt Fridays. Red stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. And hey, Rebecca Smith, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Rebecca.
Red Shirt Fridays. Red stands for, R-E-D stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. It's an acronym. And I do see that, Jesus. I see it right now. I see it. So therefore, since you see it, you might as well get something done about it. Wouldn't you think?
I would think.
Did you get all your shares sent? I did not get one sent to Roger.
I did.
And he's texted her, all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Do you have any more you need me to
send? I'm doing really awesome. I'm like amazing over here.
All right.
You don't have any pride either, do you, Pastor?
Before the fall.
Before the fall comes, right?
How does that bird go?
Woo! Wow. Tonight is going to be one of those nights where a couple times during the night, you're just going to want to get up and dance around the table and shout.
Oh, I'm already feeling like that.
I mean, like, you know, for those of you that are at home, I kind of, sort of, not even sort of, like, really? Hey, there's Leanne Ford. Welcome.
Hi, girl.
Now, I really seriously want to recommend something tonight. I want to recommend that you kind of look around you, all right, wherever you're sitting, and get in your mind extension cords laying, power packs laying, toys. Make sure you got a nice open dancing room, because it's gonna be a night tonight.
Well,
it's gonna be a night tonight, I don't want nobody to fall down and get hurt when you jump up and try running around a little bit. Warn the kids, if you have any in your house tonight. Mom's likely to go crazy over here, but everything's all right. If you got dogs and cats, set them on notice. This is going to be a night when we're all going to shout. And hopefully you're ready to shout. Because, you know, we've been studying spirit, soul, and body. We've been studying being one with the Father. We've been studying, well, then we studied the book of Revelation and learned there ain't nothing the devil can do to touch us from out of end of eternity. And then we studied driven by eternity to make sure we had all the sin out of our life. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad that happened. And then we're studying right now about the fatness of the root. You're hooked into a fat root, not a skinny one. And we're going to hit that again tonight. And it's going to be like, wow. Like, I got enough verses of scripture inside of me and on this piece of paper, this notepad in front of me, to give Brother Roger another four-hour sermon like he likes.
Yeah.
So we always start out with, what's for supper? Everybody tell us what you had for supper. Get this camera.
Yeah, because we always love to know that.
We love to hear what you had for supper on your end. On my end, I had crunchy broccoli, cauliflower, onion salad, and split pea and ham soup. Woo!
Cornbread.
How about you, Leanne?
I had cornbread and soup, too, and broccoli and cauliflower.
About the other Leanne? Harmony.
Harmony, Leanne. Hi. Yeah.
I had a nacho, but instead of a chip, I took cheese, blocks of cheese, and I cut them and made them hard in the oven and made, like, Cheez-Its.
Yum.
I don't eat a lot of starch.
Who you got beside you?
My son Kingston.
Kingston.
Hi. How are you?
My other son Malachi.
Hey, Malachi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm going to Orange's kid.
He does have a cat in his hand, doesn't he?
Another one up. I got two more upstairs with
Dad right now. All right. Sounds like you're having good supper and good life there. Brother Roger, give us a supper report, brother.
They're very cute.
Yeah, very cute kids. Your mama's going to be sitting in heaven going, go, 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 go.
Well, What'd you have, Roger? Did you go to that restaurant you were telling us about?
Sister Rebecca had one pan chicken.
Oh, yum.
And vegetables with delicious gravy I made from starch. No, that's not what it says. Scratch. Woo! Sister, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, what'd you have for supper? I can't hear you, Roger.
You're muted, dude.
Oh, I got it.
Man, you have it wrong.
All right, I'm getting it. Don't worry, everybody. Now, for those of you on Facebook Live, Blog Talk Radio, and you're like, what is going on with these guys? We're everybody hanging out for a little bit, just talking about our day. You know, like you would do at any church service, you know? I don't know. Roger's talking, but we can't hear him.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, bro.
Okay, try the original Gmail. If that don't work, try the new one.
All right.
Yep, we got your new one.
What'd you have for supper?
Leftover pizza, one slice.
Ooh. Mm. You know, leftover pizza is good, but you always want at least two slices.
Or a whole pizza.
Unfortunately, I only had one left.
We don't usually have leftover pizza here.
No, You have to eat pizza till it's gone.
But I'm telling you, and listen, I know you guys are probably like, Pastor, enough about this already, but I'm going to say it to you again. If you will listen to that doctor that I sent you, Dr. Pradeep, and then you will listen to him again, and then you will listen to him again, he will show you how to break an addiction you have to any food and it never have any authority over you another day. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. I am not messing with you. I don't do one bit of exercise to lose this, but coffee lost its power. Caffeine lost its power. Sugar lost its power. Food lost its power, and a bit of it has any power over me another day. I'm not bragging, but it's kind of, sort of. It's not bragging. I'm encouraging you to step out with us and listen to what this man is saying to you, because what he's saying is you got to get yourself to the point where your metabolic structure that he says was supremely designed takes over. And when that metabolic structure takes over on the inside and works, it just burns the fat off. You don't having to run down the road, go work out in the gym, Ken, if you want to. But your body does all of the work and no meds.
Amen.
I told you you're going to get up and run around in the office a little bit.
And Roger actually is already off of all of his meds. Remember, he was on 15 meds and now it's completely free.
And he's completely off. Sister Francetta is on her way off. We're getting testimony after testimony. Now, wait, you might not be there yet. You might be like, Pastor, I didn't get what that doctor's saying. Well, call me up sometime and I'll sit and watch it with you on Zoom. And I'll say, see what he just said? All right. I'm sort of teasing, but I'm just. We found him on day 37 of a 40-day fast that revolutionized our life.
Yeah.
God isn't into hunger. God's into consecration. God don't want you starving. God's into consecration, and if you'll match him, some of you will beat this in 3 days. Might take you 10. Like me, I got to 10. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm going all the way.
Yep.
Never had a day where I didn't have the strength I needed, because as soon as I heard that doctor say, our bodies supply 30 or 60 to 90 days worth of vitamins on the inside that we store up. I'm like, son, this is awesome right here now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they, most of them do. Most of them do, Rebecca, because that's where they get their money.
Yeah.
They get paid for that. Finance, well, very well. Yeah, they get paid to keep you on meds. Mm-hmm. And they get paid to teach you lies about yourself. No. I like how Sister Francetta is saying that. My DNA changed, and I ain't that person you think I am.
Yeah.
And... I've heard plenty of people say this, to go get a complete blood work, pray on this, fast a meal a day, pray on it for a whole week, and say, my blood work is perfect, my blood work is perfect, my blood work is perfect, I got the DNA, and then go get your blood work done. And when the doctor looks at you and say, you have perfect blood work, then say, then take me off all the meds.
Amen.
And he'll fall down on the ground and have fits and shake and tell you you're going to die. And I'm going to tell you, if your blood works perfect, they're lying to you. So they can get the money out of you. And it might not be you. You might have, you know, an insurance plan that gets you the money. But didn't I say I was getting off this?
Yeah.
All right, Sister Audrey, what did you have for supper tonight?
So good to have you here, Audrey. Well, she was with us earlier for the noon prayer program. We sang happy birthday to him.
Sophie was singing Jesus Loves Me. Everybody sing Jesus Loves Me. Right, here we go.
Yeah, she sang it at home with Chris and her husband, Ron. And Ron was singing it with her, and she started singing along with him. And then she got all shy and stuff and wouldn't but she knows it. Chris is going to put it on her little tablet, some little Christian songs.
Okay.
So I told her, Dad, I said, put it on there because she loves music. And if kids are singing, she's going to sing.
And
you might as well get them singing some good songs.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Because
you know what, Sunday?
Tonight, huh?
I've seen a lot of kids receive the Holy Spirit and begin to pray in their heavenly language at 3 years old.
Yeah.
Now, Sister Harmony's with us. I don't know about her kids, but it wouldn't surprise me with the kind of church they go to that her kids, her sons are not already praying in the Holy Ghost. But it's no big deal if they're not. But I've seen it.
Yeah, I've heard of it, too. And it blesses me where a child will speak in tongues at that age.
Yeah, yeah.
That to me just blesses me.
That day in our church in West Branch, when that little 8-year-old girl walked up.
Yeah.
Well, wait, she didn't walk up. It's the offering. And I guess she did. She walked up to me. She said, I want to talk like you. I'm like, what? She said, I want to talk like you. I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, you know, in those words you're saying. I'm like, oh, you want to pray in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I want to do that. Teach me. I'm like, well, I can't teach you, but let's get the offering done and we'll make it happen. So she stayed there. She was like, he said I can have it. So I'm like, well, you ever heard about being born again? No. Would you like Jesus in your heart? Oh, yeah, I would. So we just prayed the prayer. And when she got Jesus, I said, Jesus, come into my heart. When she said Jesus, the smile went all over her whole face.
I know it.
And it just transformed immediately. I said, now he wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit. She goes, okay. And I said, and then the words will come. She said, okay. I said, Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. She gets out Jesus and just took off. She said two Jesus words, guys, and was born again, never been in church in her life, and she's 8 years old praying in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a whole group of numbrain acts that say, well, that's just not God. She doesn't even know what happened to her. Well, when you got born
again,
when you got born again, you didn't know what happened to you either, knucklehead. So stop trying to stop a little kid. And you know what was something, Sunday? She never came back to church. I never saw her. She was from a really messed up home. Never saw her another day, but that one day she was at church, she got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit and a heavenly prayer language to go home with.
Yeah.
And her life, you know, someday I'll see her.
Yeah.
Someday she'll be like, I know that guy. And she'll say something. It's going to be a night, guys. Warn the whole family. I'm going to get up and run around and yell. Don't be freaked out about it, though.
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Are you all by yourself tonight, Sunday?
Yeah, the little one went home with Mommy. She was over here earlier today being a little stinker, and I looked at her and I said, what would Jesus do? He would not act like that brat that you are right now. And she sat and looked at me for a minute like she was thinking it over, and she just kind of toned down a tad. She hadn't had a nap, so she gets a little mouthy.
Yeah.
Yesterday she took a nap by the grace of God and my butt on her hand. I said, enough of this, kiddo. No, when I got back from the hospital, when I had that test that Ken done, I was in total pain. I was in about a number 9, 10. Horrible. I could barely walk. I just hurt so bad. And then I took a full muscle relaxer and 2 Aleve, and I laid down. And when I got up the next day, I noticed that my body felt different. I don't know how to explain this.
Come on.
My leg didn't hurt. My lower back felt stiff. Like, but the bone structure felt different. Stronger.
Hallelujah.
I can't explain it. I told my daughter today, I said, Christy, I can't explain it. It is different than what it was. I feel it. I know it. And every step I take, I praise God.
Yeah,
and I'm having a rough day. Always, always. That's the only way I can move. Honest to goodness. And I thank the Lord for the healing. And I'm doing a lot of serious thinking. I'm doing the fast with that doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I've been kind of, I want to get into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I'm praying about it. And I said, Lord, you show me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
And he will.
You know, his first fast that he recommends, and I think his plan is so amazing. If you follow it, his first fast he recommends is fast food,
processed food
made that you get in a box.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's a convenient thing to do.
Oh, I know
it. I don't
eat
McDonald's. You know, I don't care for that kind of stuff. I'm a real finicky eater. And tonight I had chicken nuggets, but that's a processed food.
Yeah.
And that's for the baby. Mostly. I don't usually eat it. But I was lazy and didn't feel like cooking.
You know,
I had a salad, though.
You know, Sister Leanne has started to. She got one of them big blue cookers.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call them? Blue cooker?
A blue cooker, yeah.
A big, tall, dark blue cookers.
Big
pan. And so she'll make that thing 3/4 full with some kind of soup. And and then we just put it in quart jars.
Yeah.
And tighten the lid, stick it in the freezer. So our statement of let's just stop and get something to eat because we don't have time to make anything is really going out the window because the freezer's full of split pea and ham soup.
Yeah.
It's filled with barley goulash or whatever. Barley, what was it?
Barley. Tuna casserole.
Tuna casserole.
Tuna noodle casserole, but we use barley.
Today there was about the 5 mixture beans that were made, and that's going to be about 15 bags full of beans at any moment's notice to just take out, thaw, and eat.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? It takes a little work, but you fill that freezer up, and once this metabolic change happens inside of you by your body working, You realize I don't have to eat like I used to be strong and healthy.
I know just from fasting with you guys, I never fasted before that, ever.
Wow.
Giving up chocolate was definitely God. I haven't had one piece of chocolate since.
Wow.
That's the glory of God. I have no desire for it. I'll look at it and say, oh, that looks good, but big deal.
High five, girl. That's the way I feel.
It don't faze me. And certain foods now don't bother me. It's very rare that I have, like, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Very rare. And, I watch what goes in my mouth and in my body.
You know, we want to pause for a minute and welcome everybody to the Sam, Leanne, and Sunday show tonight.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're full of a lot of good information.
Wait. But see, this is the thing. When life starts happening, this is how fired up you get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if Francetta's phone was working and she could be on here today, she'd be the same. You wouldn't be able to even catch up. She'd be going at about 180 miles an hour, that's happened in her life today.
Yeah, I talked to her earlier. We were texting back and forth.
Did you?
And she's just going on telling me stuff's going on. And I says, Francetta, it's okay. You hang in there. God's got control of it.
He does.
He does. You just got to. I know she was just sounding out, you know, and talking. She needs someone to talk to, which is fine. I'm there for 24/7.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, you know, it's the way I am. And I told her, it's going to be okay, girl. It's going to be okay.
It is.
You watch.
You know, now, I'm at 7:30, so I've talked away all my supper time. But we didn't get what Audrey had for supper. And Audrey, did you see that Joaquin, your grandson, was here today? He was here at noon, and we sang happy birthday to him.
Aww.
And Audrey and us have been praying for him diligently, and here he was today, and Francetta's grandson was here today, and we prophesied over all of our young people. Any of you that's got teenagers, we prophesied over them. You can find that prayer on the YouTube program from today at noon on Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. And I got right in the notes of the program a whole bunch of timestamps, and that prayer begins at 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, Leanne Ford says she's got a testimony. Go ahead, Leanne.
Okay, so I don't know if I ever made you aware of my 7-year-old, back in 2020, he was attacked by a pit bull, which disfigured his arm. Well, needless to say, when he was in the hospital for the second time, he broke his plates. The plates were dysfunctional. He ended up meeting a police officer in there who had gotten burns on his arms for trying to save somebody as part of the Midland Police Department. He kind of made the news, local TV12 up there in West Branch, if anybody's from West Branch. My son had broken a broken bone, but still had enough hope in him and faith in him. He walked over to that officer.
Wow.
And prayed for that officer before he even had surgery, and they prayed together.
Wow. How awesome.
2020, that happened. I got a email from the officer today checking up on him.
Oh, my goodness.
They are going to allow Kingston, after his arm's completely healed, because he moved to Phoenix. He's down there in Phoenix, but the Midland police was so touched by Kingston that he's going to be singing for the police station after the summer. He's going to be singing Billy Gillum's Hero song. It's a very pretty song. It's very patriotic. He is going to be singing This Is How I Fight My Battles. He loves that song. And he's all outright just a very talented little boy. He goes around praying for everybody. He had me take a homeless man in, and we moved him in our garage 2 summers ago. So, I mean, you know, he's just showing me so much faith in these people. And he was like, Mom, God, take this man in. Why? Because that could be God in disguise.
Yeah.
Some people have entertained angels unaware.
Yes.
No.
And then it's funny because when I get paid, you don't ever want to take that boy with you because he'll text you like, you got to give him some money. I thought you sent that check, Bob. You could spare $20 for the good. I thought you.
Now remember, when Abraham knew it, they were angels, when they came to talk to him about Sodom, he ran out, he begged him to come in for supper, and then he washed their feet. So don't forget the washing feet part. Because then maybe Sarah will get, well, you might not want to get pregnant again. So never mind. No, I was getting ready to say.
Having five boys and married, and when I married my husband, he had other boys, so we got nine boys. There's no girls.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
I'm blessed. I want a big family, and I got my wishes.
I guess you did.
Amen, girl.
That's awesome.
And I believe the washing of feet because we get fed him three meals a day. I went out there because he had a couple of mental things going on with them. He was scared of everybody because he was mistreated. But I sponge bathed him out there because he was old enough to be my dad.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
And I finally, he's just like, Mom, you got to fight for him. We got to get him in a place. So finally I found out that a law firm had was taking his money. And then pretty much was like, well, if he don't go to a group home and he wants to be homeless, we still got his money. We're saving it. But if he dies in the streets, we get all his money. So we really don't care at this point.
Well,
I prayed. I took him to court, bought a law firm, found him a new power of attorney, and now he's in Southfield with a new guardian. Just him and his guardian, he's doing wonderful.
Amen.
Come on, Jesus.
That's all from my son, who has really been through so many trials. And I thought he would have lost faith, and he hasn't lost faith. Like, even with the scars that he carries, he's got a story behind it, you know?
And a testimony, yeah. Yeah. Every scar is a testimony of God's goodness. It really is. Yeah. It really is.
And what's so funny is he still loves dogs. He still wants me to take on dogs, and it wasn't even my dog, it was my friend's dog. But him just being, you know, just so innocent, and when the police asked what they, he's like, what do you want us to do with this mean dog? He's like, don't do nothing, I like him. Don't ask him that.
Sherry Brandon Leffler, we're glad to have you with us tonight. Welcome. If you're wondering what's going on this church program, we're talking about what we had for supper. We're telling testimonies that God has done for us, miracles that's happened, things that's going on in our lives. And in a couple minutes here, we'll start with prayer, and then we'll get into the Word of God tonight and study God's holy Word together. For those of you that are new, you might be like, "What's these guys doing here?" Well, this is a program that is called Establishing Your Faith. The people you hear talking are the community of faith, and our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who lives within us and you. And everything we do here is about learning how to walk in faith. This is a body of believers that has met every single day since March 21st, 2020, to help people walk in faith. And you have just met the coolest group of believers in your life. And it's not that we're not real people with real problems, but we got a real God who really, really, really loves us. And he's got all the real answers to get you real solutions. And just like Sunday just said, she has been healed in her body with no other explanation except, I am healed in my body. And
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother Roger, you're going to be our last live talker, and we're going to go to prayer. So hit a home run, brother.
Okay, I don't have a red shirt. I got a red checkered flannel shirt. So will that do?
That'll do, brother. And You know, after I said that earlier today, I thought, you know what? I need to just go find, because I know a couple organizations. I'm going to find the right one that supports the veterans and takes care of our troops in America. And I'll just put the link in here. That way you don't have to go searching for it. It'd be a lot easier for me to do it. And I know the people that run the group, and I know that money, their profits all go to take care of veterans and the wounded and the families of the fallen. And so I'm just going to do that and grab that link and make it available for you so that you can have, I think it's a cool thing to do, because it's a way you can be walking through the store with a coat or shirt that says red, remember everyone deployed. And it's the most amazing thing you ever saw in your life, because people will walk up and they'll say,
yeah,
my son's deployed. Thank you that you remember him. And you'll be amazed how many of those people will become your friend because you walk around with honor. You're walking in honor when you do that. And, or they might come up and say, my son has just told me they're in battle. Will you pray? And man, you pray Psalm 91, Psalm 23. You just speak the word of God over them. Why? Because they ask you to pray for them. And that opens that door for you and I to be able to be a blessing and a help to them. They might walk up and say, my son was killed in battle. Well, you immediately go into the most honorable mode you can be. Mm-hmm. Don't use the word sorry, because that's sorrow and they're trying to get rid of it. You tell them, receive my greatest condolence and let me pray for you. And then Jesus said, there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. And you bless them with that statement of Jesus, they sowed love. Now bring that love into their life. And in a 30-second prayer, you can transform people's lives. Standing right in the grocery store, and if you can't stand on the sidewalk outside of it and do it. Now, so like I said, that was the last one because we got to pray and get started. But I want to tell you something. Say again.
We're going to get 4 hours, or we got to go see four
I got
hours.
Enough word to go 4 hours. Well, it's Friday night. Nothing to do tomorrow except sleep in a little bit, so we might get 4 hours out of the night. Now, for the new people, you'd be like, 4 hours? Well, but when the word is making revolution inside of you and revelation, 4 hours isn't enough. We went one night for 8 hours. That was an awesome night, and we're ready for God to come back and do that again in Jesus' mighty name. So here we go. Everybody put your mute and your camera on, your mic and camera on mute, and let's share our screen here. Whoops. All right. Click the right button. There, that's the right one. Click that right button. There we go. Rise together with me, and we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who carry the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere in honor of their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. My folded flag I have is in honor of Chief Warrant Officer, Second Class Kenneth Welch, who was killed in the bombing of the embassy of Beirut. This is close to my heart. I've been entrusted with his flag, and this is why we do this every day. Because on this day, there's thousands of people that pray that pay the most supreme sacrifice for our freedom. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, we'll begin with our words of prayer that we pray over the United States of America almost every time we come here. If you're here with us often, you'll say, Pastor, I think it is every time. We've missed a few, so you can't say every, but this is not a prayer that somebody wrote and I read. This is a prayer that God gave to me specifically for this group of believers to speak out loud. It's written so that all of us can say the same words and be in agreement and take it to our enemy. This is a prayer for you and I. We're going to speak over America. We're going to speak over every patriot and every church and ministry organization that is standing in faith in prayer for this great nation. We're going to speak it over the international network of prayer and faith that reaches around the world 24/7, 365, led by God our Father. What a thought. Pray this with us. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And now, with every patriot and every believer in the great cloud of witnesses, we declare this together. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. God has promised us the commanded blessing when we dwell together in unity. This is one of the most unityized group of people there is right here. If you don't know what that word is, one of our verseteers will spell it for you, unityized. make this declaration straight out of the book of Psalms from King David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. Now, we just studied Moses anointing Aaron with oil. We just studied it. And read the word. And if you weren't there, then make sure you get connected to read the word so that you can be there. Now, YouTube is live. Can't do this without YouTube. So when you look at that commanded blessing that comes from unity, let's get back to the right slide here. It's like the dew of Hermon. You might say, Pastor, what is that? Don't worry. This is called preach praying. That's what this is called. Sister Phyllis from Louisiana calls it preaching. It's a good word. She's a great, a mighty warrior in God. I want you to get this picture tonight of the dew on the side of Mount Hermon or any place you ever been outside in the dandelions and clovers and everything is saturated. That's what God, the Holy Spirit, is talking about through David in this psalm. When we dwell together in unity, we are saturated with the commanded blessing of the Lord. And you know what that saturated blessing is? Life. Life. And that means all death has to leave. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now we're going to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to proclaim boldly as ambassadors for God unity across the body of Christ. We've got enough of denominationalism. It's time we come together for the purpose of winning this world. Speak this with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Say it with me. I got a gift.
I got a gift.
It came from Christ.
Amen. It came from Christ.
And there's a special grace for me to do that. You were supposed to say that.
And there's a special grace for me to do that.
And now, this is the fivefold ministry and the body working together. You ready? And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, look at the last line in the middle of our preaching. We're praying and preaching. That verse says, we may be filled with all the fullness of God. The Holy Spirit does not waste words when he's writing the Bible.
Amen.
He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And he said we can be filled with all the fullness of God. And when we are, this is the result. Speak it boldly across the body of Christ tonight, that we no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to the others. Now, in the name of Jesus, oh my goodness, don't you? Isn't it just something when you go the wrong way?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Look, why is that slide not showing up? Where does that slide? What is going on? Now, we're going to pray over our nation. You ready? I want everybody to say it with me. I declare revival in the executive branch.
I declare revival in the executive branch.
Revival in the legislative branch.
Revival in the legislative branch.
Revival in the judicial branch.
Revival in the judicial branch.
In all forms of our government.
And in all forms of our government.
We command in the nation of Canada.
We command the nation of Canada.
That this foul government.
That this foul government
listens to the people in this nation.
Listens to the people in this
and the
nation.
Angels of God.
And the angels of God.
Who came when they blasted the trumpets.
Who came when they blasted the trumpets.
Drives out this enemy government form.
Amen. Drives out this
enemy,
enemy
government form. God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless North America.
Amen.
We will always be free. And we will always be strong in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
Father,
Jesus.
We bless the peacemakers in the United States of America and in Canada, the police force and all of our military. And we command you under your oath that you swore for this country and this great nation, you will not violate our Constitution and you will not move against the American people who stand up for freedom. You will turn on wicked leaders. And say, you are vile and corrupt. We will not obey your orders. We command it in the realm of the spirit. Listen to me now. You might say, you're too hard, Pastor. No, no, no. Their voice is only heard on CNN and MSNBC. Our voice is heard in heaven by God Almighty, who's crushing those people because they refuse to learn from the people of the nation, saying, you are not our God. You are just a hired servant to take care of our nation, and you have failed, so get out of our offices.
Amen. Amen.
And do not crush our economies any longer.
Yeah.
CDC, your days are over.
Amen.
Your days are over. We don't listen to a medical doctor who's proven nothing to be but be murderous another day. Get out of our sight off our TV now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, who has given their life for our freedom, we will not fail our duty to be the greatest generation that America has ever seen or ever known. Pray this prayer with me tonight. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King. Give us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, for those of you who joined us on YouTube and you're like, Pastor, I want to see those words you're praying so I can pray them with you. Well, I got a word for you. I want you to be able to see those words that we just prayed and pray them with us. I haven't figured out how to make that happen yet. Now, if you have found, if you find a YouTube video that describes how to be able, now listen to what I'm saying. Because everybody sends me, I get a lot of videos every time I ask this. Okay? I already know how to stream it to Facebook or YouTube. I don't know how to stream it to both. I need to learn how from a YouTube video of how to stream to both platforms at the same time. And have it not cost me any more than, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month. I encourage you, if you got time to look on YouTube, I'm sure it's there. I've searched and not been able to find it. I know how to stream to YouTube. I know how to stream to Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live. To stream to them both and show those slides, I don't see it yet. And if you can find that video, you don't go right now, listen to the message. Then make sure you send me the link. And we'll get these words up so you can pray them with them. Now, let me say another thing about Abraham Lincoln's prayer. And then we're going to get into our word tonight. Our word tonight is, oh my goodness. Our word tonight is,
I'm sure it's a good one.
Our word tonight, see if I can find Brother Dan again.
The fatness of the root, the goodness of God.
The fatness of the root, the goodness of God. We're going to get to that. But watch this. When Abraham Lincoln stood at Gettysburg and dedicated that great battlefield as a cemetery for the fallen, he prophesied over this nation as our national leader, the Gettysburg Address. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, of which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. Guys, that was 1863. This is 2022. We've long endured. Why? Because spiritually, we broke the back of the spirit of division by the church, which is what the enemy brought, was a dividing point. He's trying to do it right now with Democrat and Republican, liberal and conservative, black against white. He's working hard. But the church and the patriots are looking in his face saying, hey, dude, are you wicked devil? In battle, there's not black or white. There's not junior Greek. There is. I got a weapon and you got a weapon. Cover my six. Let's go. That's all that is. And so we're wise to that. And when he prophesied that And you and I prophesied again today. We draw a seamless line of faith to Abraham Lincoln's word that brings every bit of this into control in the realm of the spirit. If we could get every church to pray that prayer once a day, there would be nothing our enemy can do, because when we prophesy it as a prayer, it goes into the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
And destroys our enemy. And the enemy can only be heard as long as he's got networks to pump it in your ears on TV, because he can't come in your bedroom and do anything he wants to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Sound like a mighty warrior, Pastor. I've been on this now since 2006. So what's that? 15 years I've been on this. Haven't backed off a day. Never will back off another day. Never will. Why? We're the winners. We've already won. We have the restraining order. Oh, boy, I've gone to preaching.
That's right.
I want you to see and understand why it is we do this every night. The word of God comes to you line upon line, precept upon precept, and you build a wall. Jesus said, those who hear and do build their wall on a solid foundation, and when the rain comes, in the storm comes, it cannot wash it down the creek. And that's what we do every time we say it. We lay another brick of righteousness out there, another line on the wall. There ain't no devil in hell that can stop it. And on we go.
Woo!
Now, let me give you a few announcements, and we'll get into the word. Mary Pastorick's with us. Hi, Mary. We're glad to have you with us tonight, Mary.
Yes,
love you.
We are.
Mary, you got about 30 seconds to tell us what you had for supper.
Or any other fun thing that happened today.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yay. Pizza, pan, pan.
The best.
With a crunchy crust.
Oh, crunchy crust.
Homemade, or did you buy it?
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Nobody say a word. It was good, crunchy pizza. All right. Now, here's our announcements, all right? Now, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, we have a program called Rebuilding the Wall, where we pray for the United States of America. That does not happen on Saturday at noon. If you show up looking for us, you won't find us. Okay? That's a day when Sister Leanne and I and you have the ability to go get some things done that you need to get done. I mean, if you guys are here every day, this is a full day. And so that's tomorrow at noon. And then on Saturday evening, we have what we call our evening program. It's called Establishing Your Faith, which is what we're doing right now. That's the name of our program. And on Saturday nights, we have question and answer session. And you can ask a question about any part of the Bible you want. You can ask questions about what we've been teaching all week long. You can ask a question about something you've always wondered your whole life about the Word of God and life. I would ask you, if you have one of those questions you'd like to ask, email me or message me early so that I can gather the questions together and create them in a thought process, in a message, so they'll just flow and turn into a very powerful word for all of us. Now, here's the cool thing about it. Saturday night always turns out to be absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some of the best times. Nobody's got to go to work in the morning, usually, unless you work in North Dakota. And you just get to get in there, and we just let the word go, and it turns into one of the most amazing events. Matter of fact, I now have a playlist for every Establishing Your Faith program. They're in one YouTube playlist. I have a playlist for the Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness program. All of our YouTube videos from that are one playlist. I have a playlist for all the Read the Word that we do on YouTube in one playlist. I have a playlist set up for the question and answer sessions. And I'm working diligently to go back and add more of them to that playlist. So all you have to do is go to that playlist, and you'll be able to listen to all of them right on through. It's a pretty amazing process that we've got through YouTube, and we bless YouTube and Facebook. We ask God's blessing be upon them so that this platform continually goes.
Amen.
And we function effectively and reach people in a mighty way. This is a cool thing. We have a good message, and you're like, man, my brother needs this. Grab the YouTube link. It's only the preaching. Maybe every now and then, like tonight, a little bit of the prayer. But YouTube, I always put a link in YouTube that's the beginning of the message, if we have anything in the beginning, so people can go straight to the message. And today there's some prayer and an introduction, and it'll be a blessing to you. We are in faith, believing God to go on a terrestrial radio station in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, here's the cool thing about it. We don't even know it. Oh, I guess I finally do know somebody in Kansas City. My nephew's there. It's an assignment by God. We want to have 2 years of the radio program already in the bank before we get started. That is $3,529. Is that right? And I think we're up to like 600 and...
Yes.
Sister Lan will tell us.
630.
We're up to $630. So people are continually sending it in. Don't worry about it. Just speak it with us. What's the total amount? I thought we had it in the note. Oh, okay. $3,500.
Yeah.
I thought I put it in the note, but it's all right. We'll get it in there. Here's what you do every day. Father, send me the money so they make it happen. Everybody pray that prayer. And then sow the seed as God gives it to you to sow. And it'll help us truly. It'll truly help us be able to get on that station and bless those people in Kansas City.
Amen.
Amen. Sunday morning, we have a program called 1 Hour of Faith. We do that at noon Eastern Sunday. And we take communion in every one of our evening services and every Sunday. Welcome to the community of faith, the most radical group of believers you'll probably ever find. We love God, like wide open, full throttle.
Amen.
And we see God do mighty works in our life on a regular basis. Now, Mary said, I'm not sure how to share YouTube. It's real easy. On the bottom of every YouTube, right below the title, there's a little arrow that's like kind of like a Nike swoosh arrow. And you click that. And it'll tell you, it'll actually give you the opportunity to share it in a messenger.
Or you can copy the link.
You can copy the link and then send that to somebody by using that little arrow, swoosh arrow that you can see at the bottom of the screen. Hold it. Ready? Wait. I'm starting to remember what I got in my hands here. Watch this. Everybody watch. Everybody. Somebody watch something. There we go. Now you can see my screen. Ready? See my mouse running around my face there? Go straight down. You see that white swoosh arrow right there by the mic? Every YouTube video has that on it somewhere. And that's pretty much in standard on most social media platforms. You click that, watch. When I click that, it says, what do you want to do? Share a link, email, Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Talk, Reddit. Lord have mercy. You can share this one all over the world.
Yeah.
And then, or if you click this little white video thing here, it say copy the video link, and then it copies it to your... Don't hit the top X, hit the close word. You hit the top X and it shuts everything off.
There, see, it says link copied to clipboard.
To clipboard? And then you just take it right down here. Wait, I'll do it up.
You can take that to somebody's messenger or
put it in your messenger.
Watch,
here's the messenger. So I just opened up my messenger and I'm going to share it right now with the family thread with the family. I'm going to share it to Mary Pastorick. She asked the question. And you just click in your deal there and control V. And you got the link just like that. How cool is that?
Very.
Now, what happened? I shared my screen and I lost everybody. There you guys are. That was a real quick lesson. But that little swoosh arrow is pretty much on everything, Mary. You should be able to find that in pretty much any place. And I command the spammers to get saved and give your life to Jesus and quit coming by here.
Okay, so for the Wilkins Radio, we needed originally $3,360. Now we're down to $2,730.
We're down to $2,730. There, we got you the number. And thanks for all your seed. This is what God said. I'm going to put it back in your lap, hundredfold return. When you give, it is, unless you don't want God to do it, when you give, it is given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Wait, not to make you a rich, fat, nasty, dirty person, because that's what many people think rich is. You ever heard this term, dirt poor or filthy rich? Why, you got to have those two terms. That's stupid. God wants to bless you so you can help us get more done. Yeah, let him bless you hundredfold, because our next thing we got to get done here is we got to get all new equipment, and that's going to be about 10 grand. Pastor, how will we ever get that? I don't know. When I said 10 grand, I heard God fall right off the throne. He didn't. Are you sure? Was that just thunder? That was God stomping, saying, hey, wake up down there. Don't talk like that. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Let's get into the word tonight. We're going to go back again to Romans chapter 11 because we've been studying the fatness of the root. You might say, what's up with that fatness of the root stuff, Pastor? Romans 11, 17 through 24. Romans 11, 17 through 24.
187 to 24.
For all of you that have joined us on the different platforms, Sister Leanne would always appreciate your help to type in the verses, the references that we do, because it makes it much more simple for her to get the work done she does on the backside over here. If you want to add in references, just like Sister Rebecca Smith did.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Rock on, Rebecca. So everybody knows. We haven't said it in a while. But Sister Rebecca now holds the dubious distinctive title of a verseteer.
Yeah.
And she is our longest consistent continual verseteer from the beginning. When we began to put in references, she joined right in. And she's been rocking the Verseteer ministry now for probably going on
2 years,
almost, another month. And Rebecca, thank you. We honor you tonight. We don't have a new Mercedes for you, but not that we wouldn't want to get you one.
I could go make you a cake and eat it if you want me to.
Thank you. Well, grab your Bibles, hold them up. We'll make our confession. The Bible says that you and I get the fruit of our lips. So say something good. Rock on. Here we go. Going to be a good word tonight. Some of you might even want to get some tissue. Get your tennis shoes on so you can run and dance, and some tissues because you probably have tears running down your face. Isn't that cool to hear? I don't know, Pastor. Ready? Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident teacher.
Is making his word come alive.
Is making his word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word
and
of God.
Plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a producing a hundredfold
return. In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we ask, we thank you for your wonderful presence in our lives every day. And now, Holy Spirit of God, guide our words. Inspire every person listening to write notes and flip them pages in the Bible so we can receive that revelation, because you promised us. To him who has revelation, more will be given until he has an abundance. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Romans chapter 11, verse number 17. Nope. Got to get the right note here. Romans chapter 11, verse 17. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you.
Amen.
Man, that's a powerful statement, isn't it?
It is.
Some people act like the whole kingdom revolves around them. Nope. Verse 19, you will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. I like Paul. Well said. Yep. Because of unbelief, they were broken off.
Wow.
And you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For God did not spare the natural branches. He may not spare you either. wait. This is pretty straight up. You're like, Pastor, I don't feel like jumping and shouting. Yeah, I know. It's coming. Get ready. Wait. That's the fear of the Lord and the love of God. And they're working side by side. What did he just say? You're a wild olive tree. But God took your branch, grafted it into the olive tree from God Almighty from heaven. And what a blessing that is. That's the love of God. But then the fear of the Lord comes in. Some other branches got lopped off, and so could you. You best stay in faith. Watch.
And not be prideful.
22. Therefore, consider the goodness. Say, God is good.
God is good.
Want to say the old church statement? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Brother Hagin used to start his every message with, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Want to say it with me? Everybody say it. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Verse 22, therefore consider the goodness and the severity of God on those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness. And if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you will also be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted back in. For God can graft them in again. Man, how good is that? I mean, that's so good. That's awesome. That's like so awesome. It's amazing. That's like, wow.
There you go, Rebecca. The Lord is good and his mercy endures for...
24. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will those who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Somebody say, glory, hallelujah, to the newborn king. Now, just for those of you believing for 4 hours, I have three ways I can go right now, tonight, and I'm faced with them right now. What's interesting is I want to go all three ways. All right? Go with me now to Hebrews chapter 3. Yeah, that's here. Wait a minute. You ready? Now, this is the cool part I like about what we've come to. Let's get a big amen from the amen corner.
Amen.
And everybody else is eating.
Everybody else is eating pizza. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Hebrews chapter 3. Let's go to twelve and thirteen. There you go, Rebecca. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of Almighty God. That was a good John Hagee right there. Verse chapter 12. Verse 3. Woo! Hebrews 3:12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, departing from the living God. God calls a heart of unbelief evil, and he says you will depart from him. Want to say it with me? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. 13. Exhort one another daily while it is called today. Does anybody know what this day is called?
Friday.
Today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You might be, Pastor, I'm not sinning like that. I just don't. I got unbelief in my heart. I think what you got is not unbelief in your heart. I think you got faith in your heart. You just let a little unbelief creep in there alongside of it.
Yeah.
All right? Because you can have a heart of faith, but also end up with a heart of unbelief and not even intend for that to happen. Now watch this. Let's go to Luke chapter 9. And we're going to go to verse 37 through 42. We did not hear the sirens going down the street, but we got our faith with you because we can tell you did. Wherever those things, whatever those emergency vehicles are going, we bless them now in the mighty name of Jesus. May that person or the situation they're going to be solved quickly. Now watch this. This is when Jesus came down out of the Mount of Transfiguration. Watch how this works. And he saw the disciples trying to cast a demon out. So he goes up there. And hold on just a second here. I got the wrong story.
Well, uh-oh.
Let's go to Mark chapter 9.
All right.
Because those aren't the verses I was looking for. But they're here. Mark chapter 9, the boy is healed. There it is. Now, it's Mark 9, 14 through 29. It's just Mark's rendition compared to Luke. Luke didn't say it, Mark did. Watch this. I'm going to paraphrase it, but that is the reference, Mark 9. There you go. So they came down, and Jesus said, what are you guys discussing? That's verse 16. And they're like, we tried to cast this devil out, we couldn't. Jesus probably looked at the disciples as if to say, I already sent you guys out. You cast out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead. What's going on?
What's going on?
Look what he said in verse 19. You faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. They brought him to Jesus. He cast the devil out and talked to them a little bit. Look at verse 23. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Well, the disciples believed because he sent them out by two, and they did all these mighty works. That's why this man was confident when he brought him to the disciples. Well, that demon came out, and Jesus, verse 28, when he had come into his house, his disciples asked him privately, saying, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind can come out. This kind of unbelief only comes out by prayer and fasting. Here's the truth, guys. They had day after day of experience of casting out demons. And something went on that day that caused unbelief to be standing alongside of their faith. You have a heart of faith, but you've allowed unbelief to get alongside of it. Pastor, how can you have a faith and unbelief in the same heart? Because you allow circumstantial evidence that you see to dictate what you've already experienced. It's like the children of Israel. They watched God absolutely dismantle Egypt right in front of their eyes and got to the Red Sea and said, let's stone Moses. Well, hello? And then watch God split the Red Sea and they all go across in the biggest aquarium trip you ever saw in your life. And got to the other side and said, you brought us out here to starve us. Let's go back to Egypt. You're like, why? What's going on? Because they allowed circumstantial evidence to get in your eyes. And then rather than speaking what's in your heart, you let what your eyes see and you speak it. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. But you have to train your soul that you, the spirit, are the one in charge. Ready? Say it with me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body.
And I live in a body.
Now, Ephesians chapter 2. I think I just did pretty good. That was only about 10 minutes. And I'm actually at my notes. Wow. Ephesians 2. 4 through 22. Ephesians 2, 4 through 22. Now, make sure you got your Bible open because I want you to see a couple things here about where we're at. Tonight, we're talking about the fatness of the root. Last night, we showed you the fatness of the root in actual words that God spoke to our forefathers. Even if you're a Gentile and you have faith, your forefather is Abraham. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him to righteousness. You and I believe God and Jesus gives us his righteousness.
Thank you.
Oh, aren't you
Lord.
Glad you were born in this generation?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
What? So last night we talked about the goodness and all the promises of God that cover absolutely every part of our life. You're blessed coming in, going out, rising up, laying down. In your labor, in your leisure, in the city, in the field, and everything you put your hand to, the fruit of your body, in your bread, in your basket, in your storehouse, your enemies that come out against you one way, they're going to flee seven ways. Woo! You're going to land in many nations, not bow. Be the head and only the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath.
Hallelujah.
That was last night in 30 seconds. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about the fatness of the root that took you and I from the depths of sin and brought us to the wonderful blessing of God's righteousness and his grace in our life. Now, I had to give you the verses, Ephesians 2, 4 through 22, so everybody opened up to the right page. But just before we begin reading verse 4, go up to chapter 1, and I want to read 22 and 23, all right? But I wanted those other verses all in there. You'll see in a minute why I'm doing this, because I have a tendency sometimes to confuse the verseteers, and I don't like to do that. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Look at what Paul, the Holy Spirit said through Paul. And he... circle it. It's a capital He. And he put all things under his feet. Capital His. Circle it. And gave him, capital him, circle it. All of those personal pronouns are talking about God and Jesus. Watch. And he, God, put all things under his, Jesus, feet and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church. Say it with me. Jesus is the head of the body.
Jesus is the head of the body.
I am the body.
We are the body.
So when they teach you the message that you're the bride of Christ, someday we will be in the bride, the holy city coming down.
Right.
But right now, you and I are the groom.
The body of the groom.
Everybody get a hello? 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 Ready? Verse 23. Which is his body. Capital, circle that, his. The fullness of him who fills all in all. The body of Christ is the fullness of Jesus on this earth. You ready? You're going to get up and run around here directly. I'm telling you right now, it's getting gooder and gooder. We have been taught the doctrine we're the bride of Christ. For those of you that's ready to throw your Bible at me, I recommend you open your Bible up after the program's done tonight. And don't sleep until you find me all the verses that say we are the body of Christ. Don't be mad. Just go look. Watch. We are the body of Christ. That means he's the groom. We are the groom. Wait, I'm not asking you to just believe me, carte blanche. I challenge you. Don't be a weak little wimpy Christian. Get your Bible out and find me the verses. Because I know where my verses are. Dr. Sutton taught us in the book of Revelation for about 25 minutes in one class this very thing, and he laid it out perfectly. So in the month of January, you heard one of the greatest theologians of our day lay it out very simply to you. Pastor, he did either. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay. Holy Spirit's not letting me get by it. I was trying to get by it so you'd be a good student, but I guess I better just show you. You ready?
We're ready.
Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 2 and verse 9 and 10 and 11. 21, 2, 9, 10, and 11. Then I, John, saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
It never got that. I know. Well, there was so much information that was being pumped in.
All right, you ready? Listen to this verse again. Now, Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. But read your Bible. Watch. Verse 9. Put your eyes on your Bible. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and said, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Who is the Lamb? Jesus. You can't get it any plainer than this verse of scripture. Verse 10, he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. The Lamb's wife, the holy city, descending out of heaven from God. Keep reading. Having the glory of God, her light, and was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. She had a great a great high wall, 12 gates, 12 angels, names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then it goes on to tell all about the city. Now watch. Where did that go? Clothed. Well, anyway, somewhere it tells you they were clothed in the white garments, which are the righteous acts of the saints. You and I will be a part of the New Jerusalem when it's sending, coming down out of heaven. So on that day, we're going to be part of the bride of Christ. And right now, we're the body of the groom. Pastor, you just messed up my whole Christian life. I know. I know. But you know what I just messed up? I messed up a theory of religionism that's caused people to sit around and look pretty and not go do anything. Because what does a bride do? They're dressed up beautifully. They sit around. The day's about them. They don't have to do anything. Everybody waits on them, mostly because they can't move in the dresses that they buy. And the things will fall up and they'll be embarrassed. And you'll be like, oh, Jesus. We're not the bride right now. We're the groom. We are the body of Christ. I just read it to you right there in verse 23. Now get what that verse says. We are the fullness. We are the fullness of God. Mary, this is our first question tomorrow night on the question and answer session. And I'm going to go to Dr. Sutton's teaching and I'm going to play it so you can actually hear him say it. He inundates you with so much information that it's easy to be like, I am totally saturated.
Yeah.
Somebody ring me out. I'm a sponge. So everybody show up tomorrow night. That's our first question we'll deal with. For tonight's message, I got to get done in about 17 minutes or 30, maybe even 3 hours. I want you to say this with me. Read verse 23 right out loud in your house. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Ephesians 1.
Okay.
23. I just jumped the gun because I'm fired up and I'm ready to get this in your hands. Do this with me. Say, Father, I receive the word of God.
Father, I receive the word of God.
That's coming through our pastor tonight.
It's coming through the pastor tonight.
Help him get it all said.
Help him get it all said.
And help me receive it in my spirit.
And help me receive it.
And get the revelation. Now that we've all found Ephesians 1:23 again, read it together with me. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We are the fullness of God on this earth. You and I, who are a part of the body of Christ, we are the body of Christ functioning on this earth. We are Jesus. Hello.
Hello.
Wait, some of you didn't think I did, so I'm going to pitch the ball to myself. I just hit another home run. Come on. Stay with me. I am studying the word of God. I'm showing myself approved unto God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. I want you to see this. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. You ready? The goodness of God. The fatness of the root. With the great love, our Father loved us. Look at verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin. Do you remember the day when you were dead in your sin? Do you remember any day that you've sinned since you found God? And how horrendous you felt in your life? Remember that? When you came face to face with yourself and you had to admit, man, I just sinned. I can't believe I did that. You've been grafted into the vine. We didn't even have access to that vine, but they rejected it. And so God said, well, here, I'll graft you in, and brought in the wild olive branch. And you got grafted in. And yet, at times in our life, because we haven't been trained, we weren't paying attention, life, everything that comes along, we've actually sinned against him. And yet, look at what this verse says. This is talking about the goodness of God and the fatness of the root. Watch it. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, God made us alive. And he didn't just make us alive. He made us alive together with Christ. Guys, we were dead in our trespasses and our sin. We don't have access. There ain't a one of us that are worthy of heaven without Jesus. We were dead. Look at what it says. I was dead in my trespasses and my sin. And somebody came and preached to you. And you said, maybe that's for me. I mean, I grew up in a preacher's home. There came a day where I realized, wow, I'm in sin. I need God. I need God. What did you have to do? You had to come and humbly receive Jesus. Look at verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, he made us alive. Hallelujah. He made us alive. That meant just, you didn't do it. He, God, made you to come to life and put life in you. And look at what it says. Together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved. By God's empowering presence to just reach out and receive what he did. You didn't earn it. I told you, you might cry and shout glory all at the same time right here. We didn't deserve this. We didn't earn it. By grace you have been saved. Look at verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say it with me. I am in Christ.
I am in Christ. Hallelujah.
I'm in Christ. And in John 14, Jesus said, and I'm in you. John 14, 23. Throw that reference in there. The Holy Spirit is saying through Paul in verses 4, 5, and 6 that we were dead in our trespasses and sin. We're going to see it in a minute. We were without hope. and he made us alive together. He did it. Because we said, all right, I'll receive you in my life. And when we did, he said, made alive. And then he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places. Right now, as we live, we're in Christ. Some of you are still stuck on me saying, you're not the bride, Shingamba. Look at some of you started praying in tongues right there. Shoba, kika, komban, damban, db, bede, bachiba. I'll throw my Bible and my glass of water at you, Pastor.
Mary said you better duck, so.
It's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and 6, Roger. Facebook, we command you to work in Jesus' mighty name.
Indeed.
Matter of fact, throw the Blog Talk radio number in there, if you will, love.
All right.
Can you do that, or you need me to?
Oh,
all right. We'll throw the Blog Talk radio number in there. YouTube, here. Did we already share it there? You get Blog Talk radio, and I'll grab the YouTube link. If Facebook acts up, gives you trouble, YouTube is working, and so is Blog Talk radio. Blog Talk radio is just audio, but it's all right. It'll work. And YouTube, you can make comments and see the notes. There's the link, and that was the number. Now look at verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not of yourself, it is the gift of God. It's a gift. You can't do nothing to earn it, man. You can't do anything to earn it. It is not of any works that you and I do, because if it was a work we could do, then man would boast about it. And you would no longer be in God when you start boasting about your works. The Apostle Paul said, I worked harder than every apostle there was. And then he finishes the verse with, and the grace of God worked harder than what I worked.
Oh, my goodness.
Sister Leanne and I work pretty hard at this. But you know what we know? If it wasn't for the grace of God, none of this get done. But his grace is marvelous. Now, we're in verse 10. Ephesians 2:10. Trying to slow down a little bit, Roger. I'm fired up. I got a long ways to go yet. Don't miss tomorrow night. Dr. Hilton Sutton's going to be speaking tomorrow night. I'm going to go right to the video. I'm going to find where he talks about it. We'll play that whole session for you. You'll not only hear me say it, you'll hear a great theologian say it, and he's going to add some more verses than what I said. You can relax. I'm not leading you into heresy. I've not done it. I don't bring a doctrine here that's not completely provable in the body, according to the Word of God. Verse 10, we are his workmanship. I mean, think about it. You went from being dead in trespasses and sin, just flat, cold stone dead, to being the workmanship of God Almighty. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him when he made you, and he wrote your name in a book and wrote a book with all of your days written in it for you to walk in before you ever took your first breath on the earth. Some of you have been frustrated throughout your life because you're like, I'm beating my head against the wall because you're in opposition to the book that was written. Slow down, fast, and say, Jesus, help me get in my book where I belong. And I guarantee you, he'll help you get there. And in this year, he's going to do it immediately. I am the God of answers, and I am the God of the immediately. That is our theme for the year. Look at verse 11. Remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by what is called circumcision, made with the flesh of by hands. On Read the Word the other day, we talked about Moses making all the men be circumcised. All that was is an act of the flesh. God required it in the Old Testament. He does not require it in the New Testament, because the circumcision is of the heart. You cut off that which is unnecessary, the works of a man. And that cut was no longer necessary for the covenant in the New Testament. Now, it's just for cleanliness. 12. Look at this verse. That at that time, you were without Christ. Man, you don't even want to think those words.
I don't
words.
Even want to think that. It just makes your stomach turn.
Ready? You were without Christ. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers of the covenant promise, having no hope and without God in the world. How many of you glad Jesus came? Say it. Thank you that you came to me, Jesus. And he raised us up to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. And he made us the body of Christ with all of the authority and the fullness of God resting on the inside of us. Put his Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And he is leading us from the inside out, not the top side down. Woo! I want to go preach this message in every church in the United States of America. God help us get this message in every home. That verse says, having no hope and without God in this world. Aren't you glad those days are over? Doesn't it make you just feel horrible when you sin and actually go against the beauty of who God is in our lives? Oh, Jesus, help us walk with you every day. And never again grieve your Holy Spirit. Never again vex the Holy Spirit. Help us to function as the body of Christ on this earth. The fullness of the body of Christ. Got to deal with that frog. Sister Leanne's going to preach.
Amen, Audrey. Oh, my goodness.
Now, look at verse 13. I didn't include it in my original reference, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Turn with me two pages to the left, and let's go to Galatians chapter 5.
Hey, can you imagine the hopelessness of them?
Once you've been in God for a few years and you start chasing him to learn of his ways, of course, that you never have another day, but you don't have hope when you start chasing after God.
Right.
We don't. Once you've been in God and you begin to chase after him, we don't remember what it was like to not have hope. Why? Because he lives in us, completely filling us all the time. We live in hope. That verse in Ephesians said we were without God and without hope. Brother Dan's working on a good message on hope. And he's going to preach it one of these nights. Teach it. Whatever he wants to do with it. It's a good message. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Did I tell you where we were going?
No, I'm just going.
Is that why you kept? I just told you open your Bible. I'll be by there in a while. Galatians chapter 5. Let's do 13 through 26. 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Do not use liberty as an opportunity to the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Look at verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I just say amen and bounce myself right on out of here. Mary, you have to click that amen button gently. Love you, Mary. Hey, I want everybody to think about this. There ain't a one of us that's good. Hey, Julian and Vimala's with us tonight.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we love you guys. Oh, it's so good to have you with us. It's so good to have you with us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God richly bless you guys. I speak healing, health, and strength in your body, soundness in your mind, courage in your soul, money in your pocket, and preach on your lips. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. That blessing can be found at minute 1:12:00 in Jesus' name. 15, if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Now watch this. I say walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. Now, that is capitalized for some reason. I don't know why, because the spirit don't lust for the flesh. The Holy Spirit does not lust against the flesh. The Holy Spirit crushes the flesh. I think I have found an erroneous capitalization. Oops. Here we go. And these are contrary one to another so that you do not do things you wish. 18, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Let's look at these. I want you to think about it if you used to be one of these. The works of the flesh are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelry, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter how much you put in the tithe bucket. It doesn't matter how much you teach Sunday school. It doesn't matter anything you do, because it is not of works, lest any man should boast. The Holy Spirit of God just said, those who practice such things will not see the kingdom, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't answer this publicly. Don't say anything. But was you ever a part of any of that? And Jesus was standing there the whole time beckoning you to come home. And you were in the middle of that. Every one of us was a part of one of those. Because we were without hope. And we were without God. And we were dead in our trespasses and our sins. Wow.
Wow.
By grace you have been saved through faith. Not of works. Because man will boast about works. Man will boast about works. So he had to make it all about Jesus. So that it's only about Jesus. Your redemption is about Jesus. Your reconciliation is about Jesus. All the sins in your life being placed in remission, that's about Jesus. You living in righteousness, that's about Jesus. You being filled with the Holy Spirit, that's about Jesus. There ain't a thing you can do to earn any of it. You have to just receive it. And when you receive it, he gives it to you freely, and he gives you all of it, not just a little devil, do you?
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't get a little righteousness in Jesus. You got it all. That's why it doesn't even make any sense to ever sin another day. But until you get the revelation of the word, you probably might still sin. But once you get the revelation, you never will again. It's not your effort. It's the revelation of the word that sets you free from sin. That's why. Why? Once you hear the word that it's available, why would you ever turn the TV on and watch another program until you actually was experiencing it in your life? Well, Pastor, I have my programs. What? That's better than coming to the revelation and the understanding that I don't ever have to sin again and then never sinning again, never being bound by another addiction, habit, food, sin, wickedness, flesh. I don't get it because I didn't like any of that. I don't like that.
And once you're away from it, to go back to it, you just don't understand.
We've never, on our TV here, we've never watched, I got corrected by the Holy Spirit real quick. We've watched 3 movies in 4 years since we've been in this apartment. But we said to each other, we would never play anything wicked on our TV. They weren't wicked. They were just dumber than a box of rocks.
What were they?
I'm not even going to tell you. Why would you bring up the past? Trying to remind us of our sin?
I don't remember watching anything that wasn't a Christian program.
Well, we did, but that's how good God helps you. He removes it from the, remembers your forgetfulness. Hmm. Yeah, Mary, you're not addicted to the program. You're addicted to the flow of the Holy Spirit. You don't get addicted to a program. You get addicted to the Jesus that's in. You get addicted to the flow of the Holy Spirit. Because there's people that'll say, you're addicted to that program, and you're out, and they'll put a bunch of titles on you. No, I'm addicted to Jesus, and he flows in this program every single night. Now, from verse 16 through 21, reminds you of your sin. And because of the grace of God, this is what you get. Verse 22 and 23. Amen. It is automatic. I love you, Mary. Verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And you can't earn those. They're given to you. That's the fruit of the regenerated spirit. That's what you are. But you didn't get that because you did anything. Because God said, hold it, Buster Brown. It is not of your works. You'll boast about those. You're a human. Quit boasting about your works. Brag on God. Because you just got all of this automatically. Well, Pastor, why in the world do I let outbursts of wrath come? Because somebody who's important in your life showed you that that can happen, and you thought that that was normal, so you let it happen. When you have an outburst of wrath, it's not your Irish temper. You're in sin. You have sinned. You are acting like Brother Jesse said. He said, Lord, take my temper. And he said, Jesse, there's no place for it up here. He goes, what? He said, well, I can't take it because it doesn't belong here. It belongs in hell.
Get rid of it.
You get rid of it. Throw that thing in the pits of hell where it belongs, Jesse. Say it with me. The fruit of the Spirit is residing in my life. We didn't even earn it, guys. We had no access to the fatness of that root. Last night I showed you the outward manifestation of the inward the inward presence of God that I'm showing you tonight. Isn't this marvelous? 24. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, and once you have the Spirit, you can just say it, since I live in the Spirit, I will also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, and envying one another. Don't do that. That's the flesh. Guys, we got delivered from adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. God said, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outburst of wrath. Those people are in hell right next to the adulterer and the fornicator. That's why everybody's making a big deal of homosexuality. I don't worry about that. Heterosexual immorality is going on. They're both wrong, and they both land you in the same place, in the lake of fire. An outburst of wrath will land you in the lake of fire as fast as lying or sexual immorality. In God's book, a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin. But guess what? In God's book, my grace is 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 my grace. Anybody want to stand up and shout? Luke chapter 15. I don't know, Brother Roger. We're at a point where we can launch for 4 hours right here. Luke 15. Oh, my. Look what time it is. Ready? I'm just going to read Luke 15. We're going from verse 11. The reference is clear to 32. I may not read that much, but I'm going to read. Hurry up and catch up. This is the story of the prodigal son. Listen to this. Certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, I'm sick of you. Give me the portion of goods that belongs to me, and I'm out of here. And the father, knowing he was going to squander it, divided his goods, gave it to his younger son. Verse 13, not many days after that, I mean, he had to buy a new chariot and get himself some new sandals and some new robes. Had to get a new set of foster grants. Had to get a new set of foster grants as he went across the wilderness. He gathered it all together, journeyed to a far country, and there he wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Say it with me. He was already a son. With all of the privileges of a son. Then verse 15, he went and joined himself a citizen of the country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. That's a nasty, nasty job right there. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one would give him anything. All the people he partied with left him real quick when the party was done. Don't waste your money on foolish people.
Amen.
Don't throw your pearls before the swine. When people prove that they're swine pigs and they have no respect for your ways, your God, and the truth, then call them what they are, swine, and leave them alone. That's not mean. That's intelligent. 17.
Godly wisdom right there.
When he came to himself, he said, man, my father's hired servants have bread enough to eat and to spare. I'm going to perish with hunger. I will arise, go to my father and say, I have sinned against heaven. Look at what he says. I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Please make me one of your hired servants. And he rose and he came to his father. Look at this verse. This one gets me. But when he was still a great way off, when you and I were still a great way off, the Father comes running to meet you. He You ever sinned since you've been a believer? Long before you came to your senses and said, I gotta not do this. The Father was already running at you. Verse 20, his father saw him and had compassion, ran and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. He didn't put his finger in his face and said, I told you you were going to go to hell. He ran, he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And the son said to the father, I've sinned, Father, against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer to be called your servant. And the father said to his servant, didn't even listen to him. Father said, bring out the best robe and put it on him. And put my signet ring on his hand and put sandals on his feet. Every bit of that said to him, you're not a slave, you're my son. He wrapped around him the robes of righteousness. When he didn't even deserve it, he squandered everything that the Father had given him. Have you ever squandered what God gave you and felt completely horrible about it? But at least you had enough sense to come back to God and say, my God, forgive me. Forgive me. And the Father, the first thing he did is wrap that robe of righteousness around him. He just had enough sense to come back. And the Father wraps the robe of righteousness. He was still stinky from swine hog nastiness. He wraps that robe of righteousness around him. And he said, bring him my signet ring. That's a sign of royalty. He could make any document, any decree with that signet ring. And then he did what no slave ever had, and that was put shoes on his feet. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Look at what it says. 23. Bring the fatted calf here. Kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found, and began to make merry. I don't know if he had to, but he probably put his finger on his mouth and said, shh, 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 listen to your dad. Listen to me. I'm your dad. You're home. I'm not worthy, Dad. I'm not worthy. You're home. I'm just not worthy. Stop saying it. Jesus made you worthy. Jesus makes you work. All that Father wanted was for his two sons to stand up from servanthood and say, Dad, make me a son. Show me how your kingdom works. I got a ring. I don't know how to use it right. Help me learn what to do in the kingdom. Guys, you and I are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to be like my uncle Marine. Quit frogging around with the devil in foolishness and walk like a mighty army in God Almighty. People believe the stupidest things. Had to drive to work. I'm back now. Love you, Harmony. It's so glad to have you with us, man. I want you to think about it. You might have grew up in church as a kid, and then you got to be a youth and got rebellious in an attitude and walked away from God. You might have been lost in all the sexual stuff. You might have been lost in all the most perverse things. But you know what? God's calling you back and calling you back and calling you back. When you were dead in trespasses and sin, God loves you. Julian. Julian, there's a whole bunch of people having trouble with Facebook tonight, so just hang in there. And we did throw the YouTube link up there just in case it keeps giving you trouble. Or we also put the phone number in for Blog Talk Radio if you want to hear it. Well, then the older son started making a mess. Let's go to verse 31. 31. I'll slow down just a little bit. I command Facebook work. Work. as soon as the elder son, wait, I got to read 30. Here's the older son. As soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him? Are you serious, Dad? His dad said, son, you're always with me. Everything I have is yours. I can't help it. You're acting like a slave when you're a son. Stop acting like a slave and ask me for something. You're my son. It was right that we make merry for your brother. He was lost and is found. He was dead and is alive again. Remember what Jesus said? There's more joy in heaven over a sinner who comes home than in over the 99 that's already in the fold. You were a spirit in heaven, and God saw a mom and a dad and stuck you in the womb. When that seed and egg came together, God's got to put a spirit in there. He put you in there. According to Psalm 139, he wrote a book about you. The only frustrations you've ever had in your life is when you're fighting your own book that's already written beforehand for you to walk in. And all that is you trying to make your own life in your own way. I'm telling you, you were dead and he brought you alive. That's what the Father just said. Son, all I've ever wanted was that both of you would rise up from being a slave, a servant for me, and be a son. The only problem is you don't know how to be a son, and I'm trying to teach you. Stop being a slave. Somebody ought and shout glory, hallelujah, or something. Now, go easy, Mary, but shout.
Yeah, you just threw yourself out of the program again. But we'll let you back in.
Yeah, we'll always let you back in. Whoops, hit that button too hard. Shout. Amen. Carter's supposed to be shouting or something right now. There you go.
How can I shout when you plant new questions in my head?
Because you're one of the Bereans and you study the Bible diligently and God called them more noble, and noble people can shout.
Okay. So I was a spirit in heaven before I was born, right?
Yep.
Yep, that's how God knew us before.
Said, before I formed you, I knew you.
Well, I just always keep saying, thank you, Lord, for seeing something in me that I do not see in myself. Because he's always there for me.
Yeah.
Now I knew I was a spirit, and he must have like me a little bit to put me in a body.
Yep.
I've got to figure out what he wants me to do.
Here's how he figured out. There's a whole book written for you to walk in yet on this earth. All you guys say is, Lord, help me get in that book where I belong.
Amen.
Because it's already laid out.
I picked it up tonight. I've been reading it, but I've let it go by for a while. And I picked it up and I opened it up. I seen a whole lot of notes I had in there. So I just got to get back at it.
Amen.
I love it.
But you didn't say amen yet, Mary.
Or glory. Roger's got glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And yeah. Be careful, but get up and run around.
I slopped over too much tonight.
I don't want to knock the table over, Pastor. I understand that, all right? All right, here we go. Running your life is like running into a brick wall. Only God can know those brick walls, knock them down. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the revelation. That book, which you're going to be judged by in heaven, and I'm going to be judged by my book, God's reading it every day saying, do this, you'll be back in. Do this, wait, this is the page. And he's turning you. No, right here, this is the page. This is the page in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we pray for Audrey and the blizzard. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, blizzard, be still. And let our Audrey get to where she's going and get back safely. Tires get traction. Engine run well. Wipers work well. Heat be strong. And Sister Audrey be alert.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you. We love you. Now, let's finish up here. It doesn't matter who you are. And I can tell I'm talking to people tonight that's way out farther than where we are. It doesn't matter how far you've gone away from God. Seriously. You might have been a preacher, prophet, had a great ministry. You've done wrong. But God forgives. Remember what John Bevere said about Jim Baker? I know when you say that name, people want to throw stuff at you, but don't worry. If you throw it at me, I'll just throw it back. Because what you reap, you sow, and I'll throw 100 more with it.
100-fold return?
Yeah, 100-fold return. No, remember what he said? He said when he went to prison, prison saved his life from hell. Because it caused him to get serious with God and say, all right, what's going on here? And Jesus got real with him. And he's back on TV. You might not watch him, but there are people that's watching him. That's one of the worst things that can ever be done is what he was doing. That was wickedness. But God forgave him. God is rich in mercy. Say it. He's rich in mercy.
He is rich in mercy.
You might have been wicked and mean and horrible to everybody. You might have been one of the meanest people around. But even on the last day of your life, if you turn to him, he's going to receive you. I remember, I tell the story all the time here about the man who was a sheriff all of his life, or a police officer somewhere downstate. It might have been Warren or somewhere. I think that's where it was Warren, where Roger lives. And he was up in West Branch and for a weekend, had a heart attack. And he had worked his whole career. I think he had just retired. And he was in West Branch, had a heart attack, and he wasn't recovering. And the hospital called me at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, can you come pray for a man real quick? And I used to live right in the backyard of the hospital. I just ran across the yard and into the intensive care unit. And I said, how much time they got? Like maybe 1 minute. I'm like, wow, this got to be a fast prayer. I walked in the room and his chest was just, you could tell it was his last breath. And the room was filled with fear and dread. And his daughter was laying on his chest saying, I want my daddy to go to heaven. She looked at me and she said, pray, preacher. And that was the first time I ever used that verse where Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit, they'll be remitted. And I stood there and I said, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I'm an intercessor and because your mercy is over. No matter what this man's done, I stand between heaven and hell and say, his sins are remitted by the desire of his daughter, and any action in his life that ever turned toward you, receive him into a grand entrance into heaven. And peace filled the room. Peace filled the room. Who's the Prince of Peace? Jesus. Peace filled that room. The machine flatlined. And his daughter had been weeping. She stood straight up. She goes, he made it. He made it. He's 10 seconds from hell, guys. God had a man of God standing there saying, you get to go to heaven. And every nurse, I didn't even know those nurses then. I don't even know who they were. I couldn't even tell you who they are now. They were all standing there in the room like, whoa. I mean, intensive care people, they're used to seeing people die because that's what that unit gets, you know. Yeah, everybody was standing there going, wow, we just watched it with our own eyes. I do know who one of them was. Lady could cuss the wallpaper off a wall. I heard story after story after that. There's many different people in the hospital where she would look at patients and say, you're about to go to hell. You blankety blank blank, you better call on Jesus now so you don't land in hell. And they'd say, man, them people would start praying and get right with God with a cussing nurse in their face telling them to pray and get born again. He loves you. When we were dead, maybe a prodigal squandered it all. I didn't read Jim Baker's book, but I'm sure in there he said he squandered it all. I mean, God gave him the vision for a biblically based amusement park. What a vision. Squandered it all. But when he went to prison, God restored him. Doesn't matter where you are tonight. Yeah, all of us were one of those people. Harmony. There is nobody sitting here tonight that's so holy that you didn't have to repent of a sin somewhere. You know what's wonderful about our God? That father never said, well, tell me every sin you committed while you're gone. He didn't say that. He said, are you kidding? Here's the robe of righteousness. Let me cover them all. Let me cover them all. I don't want to hear it. You're my son. And he throws them into the sea of his forgetfulness. And it would behoove you and I that we forget him too. In the mighty name of Jesus. What? And let him just say this with me. Jesus. I let you wrap that robe around me. And I receive your righteousness. And he's in this place. He's in this place. He's in this place. 2 minutes. I want you to stay with us. Please. 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 Even if their church has told you not to receive communion, they lied to you. If you want God, communion's for you. If you sin, it's for you. I'll explain it in a minute. I want us to pray for our brother and sister, Julian and Bamala. We got a Kleenex, though. I want us to pray for Julian and Bamala, our dear friends in Malaysia. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your love. Thank you. Just lift your hands to it. Just lift your hands and say, Father, wrap your robe around me. I'm not worthy of your righteousness, but I receive it, Jesus. And I thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love this story. Because once the Father wrapped that robe of righteousness around him, the party started immediately. And they were partying so heavy that the brother could hear it out in the field where he was working. The Father receives you. And Jesus is wrapping his loving arms around you. Love you, Mary. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is one of the most amazing things that happens here. Our dear friends all the way in Malaysia need prayer for healing. If you have a prayer of healing in your heart, talk, text it, hit reply to Julian there in Bamala. And type a prayer in there to him. I'm going to pray right now, but every one of us have a gift and we bring a supply. So if you have one in your heart, then that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. They're on Facebook Live. Just go in there and pray your prayer and send it to them so they can copy and paste it and have them to read. On the YouTube video, you'll find this prayer, 49 minutes and 40 seconds. And I'll put a... I'll put a timestamp in there for you, Julian. Father, in the name of Jesus, wow. Here comes that anointing, Julian. Receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it. Holy Spirit, who lives inside of me, whose anointing is upon me, and my position as a pastor, an apostle sent by God to do this work, standing on the words of Jesus, if you believe, all things are possible. Standing on the words of the centurion that says, speak the word and my servant will be made whole. I speak the word of God. By his stripes, you are made whole. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name. Reach your hand up and touch them, my fingers on the screen. I can't touch you physically, but there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, receive it. I call from inside the depths of Julian and Bamala's bodies. I reach out, lay hands on each other's guys. Put your hands right on each other. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Holy Spirit that is inside of you is working life from the inside of you out. You will feel the Holy Spirit moving on the inside, coming out through your body, healing you from the inside out, producing life in all of your cells, tissues, vessels, all of your organ systems, your joint, the very marrow of your bones, be healed. Organs function properly. Healing power flow from the inside out. to our dear brother and our dear sister right now in the name of Jesus. Just put your hands up. Now I'm going to pray it in the spirit. If you pray in the spirit, pray with us. If you've never prayed in the spirit, say, Holy Spirit of God, fill me and give me my heavenly prayer language. Donde saca pula sepa na kelimuda. Engo manda le sacatina mandaba. O shande la beta dos tendigaba. Ando sacanda lemana. I proclaim it in the realm of the spirit. Ando stende cambon de la shokala. Enda sida babali. Endo stondindaka. Ambala siteke. Ende de bola. Anda dista candelamana. Ola sitabu. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive. Receive. Say it with me. From my inside. Everybody. From inside of me. The Holy Spirit heals me from the inside out. I receive it now in my eyes, in my ears, in my organs, in my mind, my brain, in my joints, in my marrow, in all of my body. I receive you, Holy Spirit, healing me from the inside out in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 We give you the glory, Jesus. You're the name that's above all names. We give you the honor. You have been given all power, all authority, all might, all dominion, all strength. And we function in that power right now. And we declare life and life more abundantly. We speak it over Julian and Vamala. We speak it over Roger Oxy. We speak it over Francetta Goss. We speak it over Sunday Geyser. We speak it over Kathy Angaroni. And all the effects of that stroke are gone. You are free to run and jump and leap and shout and dance. We speak it over every person that will listen in the future and will receive this healing power. Receive ye the Holy Spirit flowing from the inside out, restoring you to life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. To those of you that are religiously bound in your mind by the spirit of religion and you don't know how to get free, in the name of Jesus, be free from religion. You foul spirit of religion, I bind your effect in people's life. Your power is broken by the name of Jesus, by the word of God, by the anointed power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, religion, you're broken. Confusion, religious confusion, I break your power. You release your grip on these people. And I declare the revelation knowledge of God flows inside of their being, filling them with life. And that river of living, no, those rivers of living water that flows up out of their innermost being begin to flow now. Not another day will you resist the Holy Spirit of God. You will say, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Like the one great man of God said, all y'all pray for everybody that's standing around you with hands up. No screaming and no shaking them. He said Jesus can heal him just as easy with you talking normally as he can when you talk loud. I just haven't mastered it yet. I keep hearing it when I'm praying, but I'm telling you, I like to let the devil know, just in case he's hard of hearing tonight, I ain't hard of speaking, and I ain't afraid to speak boldly in the name of God Almighty. All of their body, Jesus. You said, Holy Spirit, you prophesied about Julian and Vimala. They would run with strength at many years younger than where they actually are. And their voice would be loud. Their voice would be strong. And people will be listening to them. They will be that leader of men and women. And God will use them in their senior years. That word is still true. That anointing is still true. It's still working on the inside of you right here, right now, tonight, and every day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. You alone are worthy, Jesus. Matter of fact, let's sing our song. We sing this song regularly. When miracles happen, and we've had miracles. I know Julian and Vimala are touched in their body in miracles, but if you received a miracle right now, while we were praying that prayer and the power of God went all over you, type us a message. Put it in the comments. Let us know. It doesn't matter whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Facebook Live, Zoom, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, send me an email. And we want to know about the miracle that just happened when the power of the Holy Ghost just went all over you. Wow, let's sing this song. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You know, I just saw somebody being healed. And you said, and you just said in yourself, how is this happening to me? Because you want to be healed. And you've asked him to heal you. And you showed up here tonight. And you just got your answer that God Almighty is really real. And he's given you an assignment. Carry it out quickly. Because that's what manifests, that's healing. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Watch our God move in your life. Some of you, for that healing to manifest, you need to start typing it in so that the people here will be encouraged as they hear. Wow, just like that. Somebody's heart was just healed. I can tell by God. Somebody's back was just healed. If that's you and it's already happened, give us a testimony. And if that's you and it just happened when I said it, give us a testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You've heard men of God say it. Whatever you couldn't do, start doing whatever you couldn't do, start doing it. Move whatever you can't move. If you had a lump, feel it. It's gone. Lumps are gone. That's interesting. Wow, the Holy Spirit's moving right now. Lumps are gone. Somebody had a nodule back by the back of your ear. Reach up there and touch it. It's gone. Eyes, see, ears, hear. Hallelujah. Oh, I was singing. That's what I was doing. And I could tell the Holy Spirit's flowing. Somebody got an ankle problem in your right ankle, and it's been giving you trouble. Move that ankle around right now. Just start moving it. Get up and jump on one foot on that right ankle. Just do it. You'll see you're healed. If you got a knee joint stiff, then sit down and on the edge of the bed or the chair or the couch and move your knee and bend your knee and then jump up and run around the house because you got healed. Don't step on the dog or knock over your coffee. But the dog will run and you can clean up the coffee if it happens. In the mighty name of Jesus. And never go back. Don't ever get back in that wheelchair. Never pick up that walker another day. God has healed you. Give him glory. 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 What a night. Told you it's going to be a night. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hearts to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Roger, for joining us.
Yes.
Father?
Born is good word. You all come back now here.
In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, that healing power is just flowing right through me. People, there's people drawing right now. You're saying, Pastor, I want to be healed. I don't have to call out what you need for you to be healed right now. The Holy Spirit is in you. Just tell him, Holy Spirit, heal me from the inside out. Right now, I receive it in my eyes. Right now, perfect sight, 20/20 vision, come into my eyes right now. Never again ever using another set of magnifiers another day in my life.
Amen.
I receive it. Manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, perfect, powerful name. Now, I can tell around the world that there's some pretty influential people on this program by the Spirit of God. And you can't come on here and say anything because of who you are. And that's okay. Your identity's safe. We'll never reveal it. Shoot me an email. Make friends with me on Facebook. Shoot me a private message. Shoot me a letter. All of that is right available right there in the notes of this program. Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, Facebook Live. Go to the website, Samuel J. Cottle, and you can reach me there.
What?
I'm so wound up over here, I just ripped my napkin in half trying to wipe my nose. Isn't that something? I can tell tonight somebody's on here saying, wow, you have an answer for me. I do. But I don't have an answer because I'm an intelligent man. I'm intelligent. I have an answer because I follow the Holy Spirit. And it does not matter what position you're in or what you've got to do. God's got an answer, and he just showed you that I'm going to help you find it. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Make friends with me. Send me a message on Messenger. I check them all the time. And I will help you see what you got to see. Why does it happen like that, Pastor? Because nobody is an island unto themselves in this world. Nobody. Nobody. I'm not a headless head. I have a leader. A very experienced man in the kingdom. I've been with my same pastor for 30 years. All of my tithe is in that church. Everything that happens here is tithed on. I am not a headless head. And Jesus doesn't allow anybody else to be one either. And because of your position, I understand. I truly do understand that you're in a very high position, but you can tell there's an answer in me. And God will honor it, and I will honor your safety, your security. Once I find out who you are, I'll give you my personal number. I do what God tells me to do, and I can tell it's happening with somebody tonight. I'll never tell the story, ever. God's put a big dream, a big vision in our heart. And it's all going to be accomplished. And he told me you were coming this week, didn't he? Didn't he tell us that this situation with somebody very influential was coming this week? We were praying 2 nights ago to about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he said it was happening. You showed up. Here it is. It's happening. Get in contact with us because it's God. It truly is God. See, guys, nobody can function outside of the body and make it. Why? Made the earth and put man on it and then made man dependent on him. God's not going to have the earth in this relationship without us, and we can't do it without him. He made us interdependent on purpose. The church can't make it without the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry can't make it without the body. We have to have each other. For those of you who are in very high influential places, you might say, this seems to be very elementary, Pastor. Well, it's not. It's the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But I guarantee you, in God, I knew you were coming. And we prayed for hours the other night about this. Leanne and I did, right here. In our kitchen, we prayed about ours. We'll probably end up having a whole group of you. I understand you can't be with everybody else. I understand what that's all about. We'll make it happen because you need a leader. You need a fivefold ministry leader who can show you God. And 2 nights ago, he said, this is coming. And you know what? The fact that you're here tonight means you hear the voice of God. I'll put my finger away. The fact that you're here tonight means you hear the Spirit of God. And according to Romans chapter 8, that makes you a child of God. That makes you an heir of God. And a joint heir with Jesus. Isn't this wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
It's marvelous what the Holy Spirit of God does And right now, you can feel that manifest presence of God. You're just sitting there shaking your head like, this is amazing. He rewards those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Every one of you. You might look at me and say, this is the most unusual thing I would have ever expected. But when it's in God, it's not unusual. It's perfect. It's perfect. And the answers are just flow. Why? It's his plan. How do you figure out God's plan? I don't know. Joseph is in prison falsely. Potiphar knows it's false, but he's still in prison because of Potiphar's stupid wife. Joseph is sitting there with a promise that his brothers and his dad would bow down before him. He didn't know what that meant. And the king of Egypt calls him and says, well, that is my dream, and that is what happened. And since you're the one that interpreted it, there's nobody else in this kingdom that is worthy to do it. You're second in command. That's how God works. They tried to kill Daniel for 70 years. Didn't work. Did not work. We love you, Julian and Bamala.
Yes, we do.
All the way in Malaysia. Been our friends here in the ministry now for almost 2 years. That's amazing. Well, somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What a program.
Julian and Bamala's healing.
Thank you for your healing. Thank you for these people that are with us tonight. Thank you. I'll put a link in so you can hear these words again. It's at about minute 209 on YouTube. And you'll be able to click the timestamp and go right back there on YouTube and hear that video again. Hear what I'm saying to you. It's amazing. God told me you were coming, and here you are. Listen, we spent about 2 hours praying, about maybe more than that, maybe 3 or 4 hours the other night, I guess it was. We prayed all day long. And here you are. God knows what he's doing. And it's really big. And this group of believers, we love big. Because that's what our God is. Father. Father. What's next? Don't worry. I'm not at a loss for words. I always have lots of those. I just want to be very keen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I won't do anything except what I see my Father doing. And he said, I don't say anything except I hear my Father say it. Ah. It's time to receive our communion elements. Let's pray and we'll finish this part. Lord, what a wonderful manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God. You are so good. You are so great. You are so amazing. You're so amazing. Thank you for the word from the book of Ephesians and Luke, Romans. Thank you for the manifestation of the healing miracles by the Spirit of God into our brother Julian, Bamala, and so many others. Thank you for bringing these brothers and sisters by that you told us they were coming. Tonight, like we say every night, we delight to do thy will, O Lord. We delight to do thy will. You've made us above and not beneath. You made us the head and not the tail. You said our enemies will flee from us 7 ways. They'll flee because of your presence in their life. You said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Our seed will get in the ground and will produce an abundant harvest and nothing will stop. windows of heaven are open. You said when we give, it's given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, so many promises. But most of all, the promises of your grace, the promises of your mercy, promises of your love. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's receive our communion elements. We call this New Covenant worship because that's what Jesus did. Somewhere here, I've got the book of 1 Corinthians. I know it was here. I just saw it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is the most worn page of my Bible. Isn't that wonderful to have the most worn? As a matter of fact, it is so worn and colored that I've quit touching it. I keep a card in it so that I can just grab the card and open it because my fingerprints are going to start wearing the paper out if I touch it anymore. Because I love to put my hands on it when I read about the communion elements. This is where the Apostle Paul is giving us the words of Jesus about communion. Ready? For I received from the Lord, verse 23. You see the words there, the references there in the comments. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. That's interesting. I can tell that right now tonight, somebody is concerned about judgment day. Get with me. We've got a very good study on this. We'll make sure we send it to you. Why can I have boldness, Pastor? Because as he, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. That's amazing. We are the body of Christ on this earth. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. And there should be no fear in the communion service. Many churches say, well, once you become a member, you can receive communion. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us that anywhere that the communion elements are served, if you're a member of the body of Christ, you should be welcome to receive those communion elements there with them. That's just the Bible. Jesus never stopped anybody in the body from receiving from his broken body and his bloodshed. Matter of fact, he said, if you don't receive this, you can't get in the kingdom. So the church shouldn't limit you. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. Not let the church examine the man. Let a man examine himself. Why? so you can make sure your heart's right while you're coming. But you're here at this program. You're here because you want God, and that means your heart's right. If you've never been born again, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. You'll be right with our God in the next 60 seconds. Pray this prayer with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
You feel that manifestation of God just filling you. Ah, ready? In that humility, say, forgive me of my sins, Lord.
Forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
And make me white as snow.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly life.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you guys for joining with us. I like it when you join with us. Now, let me say this. In that prayer, you now become a member of the family of God. This is the family of God. We're believers, and that's what you are now a part of. In that 60 seconds, you went from darkness to light. You entered the kingdom of light. You went from the spirit of fear controlling your life, because sin produces fear, into the kingdom of his dear son, which is called light. And you no longer have fear. You're filled with faith because Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live on the inside of you. It's amazing. You have been bound by sin, even some of you that are already born again. And you just received all of Jesus' righteousness. You can't earn your way to salvation. Nobody can. You can't beat sin in your own strength, no matter how hard you try, whether they hypnotize you, whether you do any of that stuff that people do, you can't, because there's no human ability in a man to get free from his sin. But Jesus just gave you all of his beautiful, pristine righteousness. And now sin will have dominion over you.
Amen.
The Father said, adopt them in the kingdom. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 7. All of that happened in one prayer.
Amen.
Pastor, how do we do this? You walk with God every day. Quit trying to be a religious organization. Quit trying to be a quote-unquote Christian. Who knows even what that is anymore? But you can walk with God and be a believer. Because when you walk with him, he walks with you. And he's leading you from the inside out. I've got some great foundation principle videos I'd love to send you so that you can be a part of the class. Shoot me an email, htpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find that email address right in the notes of all three of these platforms right here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll be a blessing to you. But send me an email and tell me. And just, I don't spam you. Somebody said, well, Pastor, you'll spam me. No, let me tell you something about pastors who spam. As a man of God, I reap a hundredfold return of every action. And if I sow spam, guess what happens to me? I reap a hundredfold return of that. You ain't ever going to be spammed by me. That's a mess. I'm going to tell you right now. That's a serious mess. And I don't do it. I don't like it when people do it to me. So I'm going to be your friend, exactly what you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help you walk with God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's receive our communion elements together. Hurry up. I want to get you some grape juice and bread. That's what God used, Jesus used. So I recommend you get that. I got a very special communion cup that Solo made just for me. This is a perfect communion cup. Because though your skins were sin was red like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow as soon as you add the blood of Jesus. You know what's awesome about them? They put them in every store, so no matter where I go in the world, I can have a communion cup. If it breaks, I just go buy another one. Mm-hmm. Like a package of 10 for what, $2?
Yeah, they travel really well. They're perfect.
You ready? Bless them with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of
I
Jesus.
Bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you. Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am
healed. Hallelujah. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied. In my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
I receive this in Jesus' name.
I receive this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you have sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus. Every sin has been placed in remission in my life. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things become new.
All things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and health. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony.
I overcome by the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his blood shed. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's sing our favorite Andre Crouch song. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It's pretty cool. Ripley's laying here trying to work it up so he can sing with us.
Yeah, he sang for a second.
Were you going to sing, buddy? Did you want to sing to everybody and say hi to him? Huh? Was you going to sing? All right. All right.
He's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, what a night. God bless every one of you. Remember, tomorrow night, we're going to start our program out with Dr. Sutton teaching us about the Bride of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good session. You're going to love it. Make sure you're here. We start at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, be on Zoom for our close partners and friends. And it's going to be a great program. We will not have noon prayer on Saturday. That's the day we all go do things and get stuff accomplished that we need to get done. And we want you to be here with us. I encourage you tonight, if that was the first time you prayed that prayer, make sure you email me and say, hey, Pastor, and I'll be a blessing to you however I can. And here's the wonderful part of it. God set us free, and we get to enjoy that freedom. I'll have the tags in, the time stamps in, within about 15 minutes of when the program's finished on Blog Talk Radio or on YouTube Live, and you'll be able to see that. They'll be right there in the notes of the program. You'll see the program, it'll come on, you'll see the title, and you'll see a little See More on your phone. And when you see the See More, click it, and you'll see the timestamps right there. And then at about, looks like it's going to be about 11:30, we'll go live with Read the Word, which that's Central Standard Time, which is about an hour from now. We'll go live with Read the Word, and we'll be reading in the book of Leviticus today. As we read through the Bible chronologically, that'll be on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. If you subscribe, you get to my channel, Samuel J. Cotto. Click the bell, click the notification, and click like. And then you'll be notified every time we go live on YouTube, and you'll be able to be there with us. And that'll be a wonderful thing in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Well, the only thing we can do is stay on longer, and it's time to be moving. So, as we say every night, those of you that are close partners and friends, we will be live on Zoom for a little bit after we get finished here. And, you know, it's an amazing thing what God is doing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
This is the year he said, I am, 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with you. I'm telling you what we've seen immediately has happened since January 1st. He is being true to his word. I am the God of the answers, and I am the God of the immediately. And, you know, the residual from last year is 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and God's fathomless love, and a tsunami of my blessing. Prove me now in this, is what the Lord said to us last year. And that stuff's still moving and shaking, and we're going to have a great time getting it in Jesus' mighty name. All the services are great. Amen, Roger. Well, it's because we let the Holy Spirit lead us. Well, in honor of our dear friend Phyllis, who is somewhere tonight, floating around in the Gulf.
Being held captive in a
cruise ship, eating all the crawfish she can handle. Our dear sister Phyllis, we love you, Phyllis. God bless you. These are the closing verses tonight, Jude, verses 20 to 25. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some having distinction, compassion, making a distinction. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory. Lost my place. Who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And amen. Till we see you again, remember this, we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. One more call for the sinners. Jesus, help every one of these spammers to be set free. May their computers that run all this pornography just quit working until they see you, Lord, so they don't do this stupid stuff any longer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. See you soon.
Y'all come back now. You're...
Well, I think I will, Roger, but only because you invited me. If you hadn't invited me, it was all done. I was going to just move on down the track somewhere. Man, isn't God good? Wow.
Yes.
What a night.
Great night.
What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night.
Thank you for the preaching tonight.
Man, that's a good word, isn't it?
Thank you for being with us.
You bet.